No, it is simply just a handheld IP communication device. There's no amateur radio in it. It is literally just a Wi-Fi device. So it's totally IP. There's no anything like that. I took it mobile with me the other day and tethered it to my phone, and it worked great. So literally could go anywhere with it. Don't have to no need for a radio at all. So it's a total cheater box if you think about it. But for me, having the Fusion mode here and not being able to get to the digital side of our own repeater here, having it be all IP is perfect for what I need it for.
That's kind of the way I figured they were. So, being that it's not really a ham radio, although you're linking to ham radio via telecom, to me it is a cheater box, and it would leave you hanging if telecom crashed. So, would it be interesting to play with? I'm sure of it, but man. I really like having a set of stacked beams, which I don't have up right now, but I've had a 13B2 or 13 element, yeah, whatever that is, that Cushcraft. That's what I was hitting you guys with that repeater way up there from my place in Columbiaville. Now I could have cross-banded through that to do that, but if I want to run any other repeater, I couldn't do that.